go to the Stinky's Rock and Roll Chicken Check Hotline, talk to our good buddy Barrett Baber, who is going to put music in your ears tonight, but will not haze you if you go out and watch the show this evening.
I just want to say that when I worked at the Buzz on the sales team, I was hazed mercilessly my first year by Trey Schaaf.
Considering you were the biggest and strongest person on our sales team in history, I'm going to guess that probably never happened.
He tried to get me the butt chug. It was bad, dude. It was not cool. It was not cool. He took me
Look, he embarrassed me
in front of the waitresses. It was bad.
Barrett, there aren't too many kids from Marion that get bullied or hazed around the country. You know, you get toughened up over in Marion, you go on to a great success
You make it out. If you make it out, you're good to go.
There's no question. So you are on your way down, or you're going to be heading this way soon?
Yeah, heading that way. Me and the band are coming down. We're gonna play a show tonight. Sticky Fingers. The doors open at 8 o'clock. I'm playing with my good friend Ernie Halter from Nashville, Tennessee. He's a real talented singer and great songwriter. He's worth the price of admission by himself. So it's gonna be an awesome night of music down there at Sticky Fingers tonight.
So full band show tonight?
Yeah, full band. I'm back in Little Rock with the band. It's, you know, I played for many, many years at different bars all over town, just me and my guitar, and now I'm bringing the band back down. And so I'm hoping some people that have seen me play for years and years as an acoustic musician, you know, and have enjoyed that will come out and see what it's like, you know, to hear it fully produced. And some of these songs that you'll recognize will sound fresh and new to you because of the band that's behind me with some great players.
Does your guitar ever get upset at you that he wasn't good enough for you? That you needed a band now to support
himself.
You?
I just got tired of him. I need to spice it up. So I brought a couple other things into the mix. You know the deal.
I understand. Do you play any other instruments besides guitar?
No, which is fine. I completely taught myself by ear how to play guitar, and so I don't read music or anything like that, which is odd because, people ask me all the time, do I play piano? And I probably could. I need to sit down and work on that, but, you know, life gets in the way of extra hobbies. So, yeah, guitar is the thing for me, and I do it just well enough to not embarrass myself. And then I leave all the hard stuff up to my lead player, TJ Scarlett, and then when I play in Little Rock, there to Colby Wagner. So,
yes, we had a good time. I've actually seen Barrett twice in the last couple of months up in Fayetteville. We saw him at George's, and then he was down here. We saw a little acoustic deal over at the tavern a while back. That was great. So, man, the full band show tonight at Sticky's. And what time does Ernie go on?
Ernie will go on a little before 9, so the doors open at 8 o'clock. So, come on out and enjoy him. He's fantastic. I promise you won't be disappointed with him. He's got such a soulful voice. And then we'll go on there. He'll play a set, and then we'll go on and play. And we'll get you home, hopefully, before midnight. So,
it's been
a while since I've raged in Little Rock on a weeknight. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I was going to say, bro, you know, I love you, but it is a school night. Daddy's got to go to school tomorrow, so I don't
know. Well, you know, I'm going to be like, there won't be any, like, Richie Incognito raging going on. Like, have you seen that video of him at the, where is he, like, in a school hall?
I may rip my shirt off and run around Stickies tonight. But I don't think that's going to be good for business.
Like, what does a bouncer do in that situation? Like, you got this massive human being.
Get out of the way.
just go straight to the phone and call, like, a SWAT team. Like, hey, listen, you got to get out here. The Incredible Hulk is down here.
You try not to get any of it on you. I mean, the guy is a big, disgusting beast. I mean, come on.
Gross.
Yes. So I mean, come
gross.
On. You're so nasty.
So gross and mad. Like, hey, excuse me, sir, can you keep it down? Like, I don't think anybody said that to him. They just, hey, just let him rage it out. Let him rage it out.
You got to.
Everybody, come on out and rage with us tonight.
That'll be good. Are you working tomorrow?
No, I'm actually off. I took a personal day.
Okay. Barrett is a top-notch debate teacher.
That's right. Good luck to the Fayetteville High School debate team at Russellville High School this weekend. We got a scrimmage this weekend. They're gonna be there. So.
I still want to come up and argue with some of your kids. show them how we do it in the biz.
Well, dude, yeah. Show them the real world stuff.
I argue for a living.
Well, I'd love to have you, buddy.
Well, I'll come up as a special guest sometime. We'll talk about it. Hopefully I get a chance to see you tonight. But, man, I got to be in Conway for
a quick. I appreciate you having me on, man. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Good talking to you, buddy.
All right, buddy. Peace.
All right. That's a little Bear Baber, a little drop-dead redhead into the break for you. Mm-hmm. I hear that bass line working. Get it, Matty T. DJ Matty T. Yes, Richie Incognito will not be there, although he's not going to probably play with the Dolphins anytime soon. He's not going to be hanging out at Sticky's tonight. But there will be a lot of cool people there, including Barrett Baber and full band. So come see him tonight. It'll be a lot of fun. Also, Razorback fans, want to remind you that Arkansas's largest game room store, Jones Brothers Pool Tables, is here to help you out. It's in North Little Rock. James and Bob specializing in pool tables and everything else for your man cave, your woman cave, your child cave. And, Nate, you know what? Sometimes you need a break, bro. Mm-hmm. Love the kids. Love the wife. Sometimes you got to get away from it. You got to